It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. And we begin this afternoon in a space we've been in for the last 3 weeks at the Manhattan Criminal Courthouse, where the hush money trial of Donald Trump plows on. And today, the woman at the center of the alleged hush money payments took the stand, much to the dismay of Trump, who had already complained on Truth Social that there was, quote, no time for lawyers to prepare for Stormy Daniels. And Wynn's family, based on what we're hearing from downtown, her testimony fit the name, Stormy. Juliet Papa in our leadoff spot this afternoon.
Stormy Daniels began talking a mile a minute. Prosecutors asked her to slow it down as she explained how she met Donald Trump at a golf outing when she was hired to pose for pictures and meet guests. They had dinner at his penthouse and talked. She was ready to leave and went to the bathroom. When she came out, he was in his underwear on the bed. She said she felt weak. They had sex and she left. He had promised to try to get her on The Apprentice, but it never came to pass. She said a few years later, she learned about a gossip item about their relationship was set to be published. Then she said she was threatened in a parking lot in Las Vegas, never to speak about it. It was after the Access Hollywood video came out that negotiations took place to bury her story. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And after a lunch break, the trial has resumed. More testimony this afternoon from Stormy Daniels. We're there and we will let you know. Well, here's to first dates off on the wrong foot. A couple out on their first get-together is carjacked at gunpoint by two thieves who tracked up to the Bronx. Yeah, they were sitting in a Beamer on West 38th Street and 7th Ave about 3 in the morning, and two men showed up and showed out, forcing the couple out of their car and then pistol-whipping the guy. Police say they jumped in the car and took off. Well, the inexperienced idiots didn't realize those cars come with a built-in tracking app, which the cops used to track down the stolen car. When they realized they were being followed, they were on the Deacon near Van Cortlandt, it says here. They ditched the car and hightailed it. A search for the two turned up nothing. Meantime, the male victim back at the scene refused medical attention, and they say the woman, who was out on a first date with him, took off. Okay, I'm not going to go there, but I know what you're probably thinking. The robbery investigation is ongoing. Political activist Jimmy McMillan said it best.
Rent, it's too damn high.
He ain't lying. In fact, some new data shows New York City currently has the largest gap between rent growth and wage growth in the U.S. They say rents grew about more than 7 times faster than wages last year alone. And New Jersey is right behind them. In the midst of surging demand and record low vacancies, rents in New York have gone up dramatically, according to Zillow. Let's put it on Plain Street. Rents went up by nearly 9%. Salaries went up by just over 1%. You do the math. In simpler terms, some of these buildings in New York and New Jersey taking people's rent up by $600 per month for renewals. That's an amount higher than getting a new car note. The social media crowd is begging the question, are there any laws anywhere on the planet to put this thing in check? Boston had the second largest gap between wage and rent jumps, with wages actually decreasing by 1%, rent still jumping by nearly 6% last year. Boy, this is getting old, isn't it? 4 police officers hurt after a police cruiser slammed into an 18-wheeler today. This happened in the kitchen near 58th and 8th Avenue about 5:30. All 4 officers taken to the hospital with minor injuries. The driver of the 18-wheeler was not hurt. No word on how the crash happened. Well, we told you yesterday that Columbia University has put off its general commencement exercises, the big one, right? And will instead opt to hold individual school-based graduations, the School of Law, the School of Business, etc., in different places instead of one big giant program. Mayor Adams says, well, if that's what they want to do, fine, but we've got them covered either way.
I felt that we should go through. We are able to have any event in this city without distractions. But again, it's up to the school to make that determination.
Yeah, some families say it was more important to honor each school individually anyway. The mayor also commented about that flag burning on the Upper East, along with a bronze war sculpture, which was spray painted with the words Gaza and Free Palestine.
I'm really not happy of the desecration of a war memorial. You know, these memorials mean a lot to our city, to vandalize it. And some of this action, this anti-American action, it bothers me. And I'm just not going to sit back and act like it's not wrong.
Yeah, they arrested about 27 people. There's also tension in Chicago, where police had to go in and clear a pro-Palestinian tent encampment at the University of Chicago. Tension has ratcheted up in standoffs with demonstrators at campuses all over, even in Europe, folks. Tell you what. Back here, the president of TWU Local 100, John Samuelson, wants to know who's going to hold these kids responsible for jacking up a pair of our brothers. Two custodians repped by the union were allegedly held against their will when protesters stormed and occupied Hamilton Hall the other day. Samuelson says Columbia epically failed to protect the safety of these university employees who had to fight their way out of the building, he says, and he wants to meet with the leadership to figure out how to keep this from happening again.
If the protests begin again in earnest, we intend to ensure that steps are taken which will mitigate against our custodians and security officers and other TW-represented workers at Columbia from being put in harm's way.
Samuelson fired off a letter to the president of the school complaining that two union-represented security officers were also cussed out and threatened. They want the names of the occupiers who were arrested. They also want to access the footage from Hamilton Hall and plan to file a complaint with police. A daycare worker arrested now, charged with allegedly shoving a two-year-old headfirst into a table at a Bronx preschool. 49-year-old Savitri Nareen, who works for the Department of Education, charged with endangering the welfare of a child and harassment. Police say she banged the little boy's head multiple times at the Little Stars preschool on Edson near Edenwall. Says she got mad at the boy Monday and allegedly started shoving him into the table. The boy's mom reported it to the cops, who slapped cuffs on her once they saw the footage from the school. Somebody says she's looking at that boy's mom didn't get to him first. In Queens, they arraigned a Woodside man on first-degree murder charges. That's in connection with the fatal shooting of an NYPD officer. The action coming almost 2 months after Detective Jonathan Diller was killed.
Surrounded by family and dozens of police officers, Jonathan Diller's widow, Stephanie, stood next to PBA President Patrick Henry, holding a large photo of her husband.
The family wants to be here to make sure that this violent killer stays behind bars where he belongs.
34-year-old Guy Rivera has an extensive criminal history with at least 27 prior arrests that Queens District Attorney Melinda Katz said will play a part in determining his sentence if he's convicted.
You know, we'll see how much that comes into account, but right now he's facing life without parole.
Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, outside Queens Criminal Court.
Smaller class sizes are mandated by the state, but the city has at times pushed back, saying there's not enough space for all that. But the United Federation of Teachers says we don't buy it. And in fact, they've identified about 850 high-need schools in the city that have enough space to reduce those class sizes this fall. UFT President Michael Mulgrew says the state gave them the funding, so there's no excuses.
The state clearly has done its job, sending the funding. It has given the city access to what it said it needed. Let's roll up our sleeves and let's give our children what we know they deserve, a great education and a classroom where you have time to work one-on-one with your teacher.
Under the law, classes are capped at 20 students for grades K through 3, 23 students for 3 through 8, and 25 students for 9th through 12th graders. A New Mexico man has been found or has pleaded guilty today to charges that he worked as a human trafficker, working with Mexican smugglers, a.k.a. coyotes, to help transport undocumented immigrants into the U.S. Mario Elpidio Chavez Milan was arrested by New York State Police up in Cortland last July. Prosecutors say Chavez had five people in his car who admitted that they entered the U.S. illegally, and that Chavez was tasked with driving them from New Mexico to different states across the country. They also say he demanded $1,000 each from everybody in addition to what the coyotes already paid him, and that he had killed somebody once for running away without paying, apparently threatening them. Chavez faces up to 10 years in federal prison.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.